But doubt will cripple you.
Yes.
Faith in Jesus' name will make you strong.
Yes.
But doubt will cripple you. Bow your heads with me, Father. In the name of Jesus, for the next few moments, Father, I'm asking that you would have your way. No game, no joke, no theater.
Yes.
Lord, it has to be purely you.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I trust you. I believe in you. I have faith that you're going to do what you said you was going to do.
Yes.
Now, Lord, I'm asking you to use me at this moment. I don't care what's going on out there, Father. I can't control that. But I'm asking you, God, to come in here. Enter that you may have your way. That your people may be able to receive your word from you. So, Lord, like always, hide me behind your cross. Do what you want to do. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Touch your neighbor, say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Tell them, say, I love you, I love you. That might be the first time you told somebody you love them all day. You just tell them you love them. You love them, you love them, you love them, you love them. You make me see them. Father, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
To pray.
distracted by all the Facebook and the social media that comes our way, that we have designated time for the Lord to pray. I only got to pray, amen, so we got work to do. These men understand that they have to spend time to make time for what is their authority. Because if they don't make time, then they will find themselves in a disability. Oh, before I go any further, let me explain something to you. An ability is the concept of being able. Able to think, able to do. Able to, everybody get this, I'm able to do. Hey, I need some money, I'm able. I need you to come pick me up, I'm able. I need you to go work out, I'm able. I need to start eating right, I'm able, I have an ability. My ability is the concept that I am able to think, to do. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But authority, hallelujah, is the power to influence.
Yeah.
Authority is the power to influence. Or watch this. Or the power to influence an ability.
Yeah.
And authority is the power to move an ability. You understand? So without an authority, there's no ability. Then there's a disability. Without authority, it is considered a disability. The Bible calls a bishop, he that desires the office of bishop, he's to be a husband of one wife. Without mind. Amen. And that his house must be in order. In subjection. So if I own my house, my home is not under subjection, hallelujah, then that means that it has a disability. Because it's not falling under the authority of the house. How can I be a bishop or a pastor over a church if my own home is not in order? It's dysfunctional. It's disorder. So if my home isn't right, then my workplace ain't right. It's a disorder. My home is disorder. My mind is disorder. My marriage is in disorder because I'm not willing to have authority over the thing that God has given me to have order over.
Hallelujah.
So, hallelujah. The Bible says that John and Peter are on their way to pray under their authority, because they have an authority to worship, to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But as they're on their way, the Bible says there is a man, hallelujah, that has been crippled. And instead of them taking him to the temple, they're lying him at the gate. The Bible says they lied him. They would lie him at the gate. Before they wouldn't take him into the temple. They wouldn't take him before the gates. While Peter and John are on their way to go into the temple to worship God, he's in front of the gate, hallelujah, trying to take alms for the people. In other words, Peter and John have their mindset to petition God. This man who is crippled, who is handicapped, come on, who is dysfunctional, come on, is petitioning man. They're on their way to worship God. He's sitting down crippled, depending on man. Come on, somebody. How many of us have ever been in a situation where somebody was carrying you? Carrying you in that marriage. Carrying you while you're single. Carrying you while you're trying to start that business. Carrying you while you're in that deadbeat drop job. Carrying you while you're trying to discover your purpose. Carrying you while you're not old enough. Carrying you while you're you believe you're too old, while they're carrying you. And the Bible says that they didn't carry him in the gates. They just dropped him off before the gates. Come on, somebody. Is there anybody? Come on. This is why you gotta watch who your friends are. There are some people in your life that can only carry you so far. And the problem is, they're designed to just drop you right off. The Bible says this was happening every day. You're being carried to the same miserable job. You're carrying on in that marriage like you're happy. You're carrying on and you don't have no purpose. You don't know what you're here to do. You're too young. You're carrying on and you have no purpose because you think you're too old. You're carrying on in that situation. You're carrying on trying to start that new business. And you just get dropped off. And it's the same thing every day. Can you imagine, hallelujah, the shame it is to see, to be there and disabled? Every day, you're disabled. While you're watching everybody go past you, you're sitting with, listen, I'm at the gate. I'm almost there. But the people that are in my circle, capacity is only to drop me off. Because that's their capacity. They can't go no further than that. They can only carry me, but so far.
Come on, Pastor.
Disabled. Real quick, I'm going to do something unconventional in this church. I'm going to grab your phones real quick. The Holy Ghost, have your way. Remind me to come back at the end and do this. Go on your phones. If you're tuning online, I want you to do this as well. I need you to go on there, and I want you to put where in your life is being disabled. In other words, you can only go so far. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's in condition. Maybe you're too young and you don't know what your purpose is. Maybe you're getting older and you're like, uh-oh, I'm not valuable, I'm insignificant. Put whatever you believe, hallelujah, that's dysfunctional disorder, hallelujah, that's a disability in your life that is causing you not to go forward. Give me about 30 more seconds. Hallelujah. Give me about 20 more seconds. You know what it is. You know what the thing is that's holding you back. Is it that job? Is it the marriage? What is it? Is it your age? What's holding you back? Is it not knowing your purpose? What's holding you back? I don't know what I'm here to do. Write it down. Come on, Holy Spirit.
Is that this man who is asking for alms is
says, he's not even focused on what he's trying to do. He's gotten so conditioned, come on somebody, you've gotten so conditioned in your situation in that marriage, being single, that you're not even looking for what you're looking for. Now your mind is distorted and you can't even tell what God, what a man or woman of God looks like. Your mind is so wrapped in perversion and distortion because it's a continuum, you don't think God is ever going to show up. Because your friends have only carried you so far. So somebody's thinking, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're thinking that God has forgotten about you. No, God hasn't forgotten about you. He sees you, and he's on his way. I'm just prophesying to somebody. He's waiting for you to be still because he's hungry, baby. And the moment you are still and you give him authority is the moment he speaks word. And that will change the whole thing. The Bible says that as he saw, he asked for alms. And Peter and John, the Bible says he looked at him intently. I love it because understand when some, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. Ask and you shall have it. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Honey, listen, you gotta open your mouth, especially to the Lord. This man was asking people who were not of God. But he couldn't recognize what God looked like because his mind was distorted because it was continual. So he's not even looking for it. The Bible says Peter and John looked at him intently. They looked on him intently. With intent, I'm telling somebody that God is looking upon your situation intently. He has intentions to change a situation. But he's asking, come on, but you gotta put some skin in the game. Because the Bible said that when Peter and John looked on intently, he asked, hallelujah, the disabled man, look at us. He wasn't even looking at him. You're asking, and you're asking amiss. You don't even know what you want. Listen, some of you are praying for husbands, and you don't know what you want. You don't even know what you're looking for. Some of y'all are married, and you're trying to get out of marriage because you don't even know what you're looking for. You don't even know what you're blessed with. Because you're such in a continuum, cycle, and distorted, because you don't know who your authority is. Disabled because you have no authority. You're disabled.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. He said, look on us. And the lame man, the crippled man, the disabled man, hallelujah, the disabled man looks at him, meaning that he had to focus. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm telling you right now, prophetically, get your eyes back together and focus on the man or the woman of God. Because there is a gift with your name on it. God knows you've been waiting. The Bible says that this man has been coming to this gate for 40 years. Could you imagine waiting? Come on, somebody. Waiting on that marriage has been 40 years. Waiting on having a family has been 40 years. Waiting on my husband to work to act right, it's been 40 years. Waiting for my wife to act right, it's been 40 years. Waiting for that job to give me that promotion, it's been 40 years. Waiting for me to start that business, it's been 40 years. Waiting to clean up that basement, it's been 40 years. And here this man, the Bible says, he's here waiting, mother, to receive something. He's desperate. He's desperate, waiting to receive something. Now, before I go any further with this story, I need to explain something to you. I need to explain to you something about the authority of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Daniel, chapter number 8, the prophet Daniel. The book of Daniel is almost synonymous, Jason, with revelation. Yeah. If you read Daniel and Revelation, oh, you got a clear picture. Daniel, the prophet, Daniel, is prophesying about some things that he is seeing in the end times.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We call it Kairos because he's giving us some deepness in a moment of time. Kairos, time. And in this time, he's showing us the day of judgment where he gives us the description, hallelujah, where he's giving us the description of what God looks like. Hallelujah. 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 And he's giving us the description of what God looks like. And in his description, he's giving us a lot of symbolism.
Yeah.
And in symbolism, he then tells us what's going on. And then he shows us, I believe, in chapter, verse 16, then the Bible says the Son of Man comes in on a cloud. Now let me explain something to you. Stay with me. There's a difference between Son of Man and Son of God. There's a difference. Son of God speaks more to, hallelujah, Jesus being under submission or subjection to the Father. By the definition of the word, you are sons and daughters of the Lord.
Yeah.
It points to his authority.
Yeah. Yeah.
It means that you are submitted, the son, under his mission. Sons of God, daughters of God. We know that Jesus is the Son of God. Come on, we know that. Hallelujah. But that title points to, hallelujah, what he has as his authority. But the Son of Man speaks to his authority. Son of Man doesn't talk, it's not speaking of his biology because he was born of a woman. No, it's speaking more of his position or his office as the right hand of the Father. How do you know that, Pastor? Because the Bible says when the Son of Man comes in on a cloud, that the Father gives him all power and all dominion and all authority over the earth and in the heavens and below the earth. So Son of Man speaks to his office and his authority.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It comes back later in Matthew 28, verse 4. Let's go there. Go to Matthew. I'm just going. Let the Holy Spirit. Go to Matthew chapter 28. Go to verse 17. Let's start at 17. Stay with me. Watch this. Watch in verse 17. Watch what I say. I'm reading from the NIV. It says, when they saw him, watch this. Oh, this is so good.
Yes.
When they saw him, family, they worshiped him.
That's right.
He's the authority.
Yeah.
When you have an authority, you worship. When you don't have authority, you're disabled. Some of y'all got that. You're gonna get it at the end. Watch me now. The Bible says when they saw him, they worshiped him. They have an authority. But watch this. But some doubted. Disabled.
Yeah.
Watch me now. Verse 18 says, then Jesus came to them and said, all. Or does it say some?
All.
All authority in heaven and on earth. Ooh, so he got all the authority in heaven too. What about some for the Father? He said all authority has been given to him in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm just reading what it says. And on earth, it has been given to me. All of it has been given to Jesus. Watch this. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Name of Jesus, and teaching them to obey everything I command you, and surely I am with you always in the end. Jesus is the authority. and he is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And some doubted and were disabled. Now let's go back to Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. 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 I love it. Hallelujah. I want you to see it the way the Lord showed it to me at 6:15 this morning.
Mm.
Hallelujah. The Bible, I want you to look at this in verse 6. I read from the NIV. Then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. Watch this. In the name of Jesus Christ, authority, you hear me? Of Nazareth, walk. And watch this. Understand that the authority of Jesus Christ, that somebody, you have to receive it for yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody, the Bible says that when Jesus went into his hometown of Cana, the Bible says he was only able to heal a few people.
That's right.
I couldn't understand. Jesus Christ, how is that even possible? The Bible says that they recognized him as the carpenter's son.
Oh.
In other words, they were so familiar with him. That they weren't willing to receive something from Joseph's boy. They couldn't recognize that this is God in the flesh.
Yes.
They're in their disability. Hallelujah. The Bible says, taking him by the right hand. I love it because the Lord, I'm just prophesying that. The Lord is putting people in your life that has the ability to pick you up, child. Come on, somebody. You just got to reach up and be willing to ask for the help. Oh, no, I'm not getting enough amens. If we swallow our pride and start getting around some people who know how to get past them gates. Because of the power that's invested in them, the authority, they are set here to be witnesses, making more disciples, and they are willing to get into the battle and help you up, child, and get you past them fences, past them gates. But you gotta be willing. You gotta be willing to put some skin in the game, baby. Skin in the game. Help me up. And the Bible says, watch it right here. It's taking it by the right. And instantly, the man, watch this. Instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. Oh! At this moment, he had authority. The reason why his joints weren't working. It's because he didn't have authority over his abilities. And when there's no authority over your ability, it's a disability. They gave him authority over his ability. He received it, and his joints became strong. It messed me up. The Bible says he jumped. Y'all ain't got a chance. You're going to get here in a second. The Bible says he jumped to his feet and began to advance movements. I don't know who I'm talking to. But when you receive the authority of Jesus Christ in your life, you're going to go from stuck, hallelujah, to strong. From stuck to advanced movement. To stuck to jumping and leaping. I don't know how to believe you. Because if you knew what I was talking about, you would be on your feet right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. My internet went out of me. He's in me. He's jumping. And he's leaping, Jason. Because he has authority in his life. And the Bible says, he then goes into the gates, jumping and leaping.
Yeah.
It was because of the authority that he received in his life that propelled him to advance.
Yeah.
It gave him the authority to advance past the gates. So let me explain something to you. Let's go a step further or a step deeper. He had to receive the authority of Jesus Christ to advance. He had to receive the authority of Jesus Christ to advance. He had to receive the authority of Jesus Christ to advance, which means he was praising God before he even got to them gates.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have no believers. I don't have no believers. What I'm saying to you is when you start praising God in that marriage, you don't start advancing the marriage. When you start praising God while you're single, you're going to start advancing. When you start praising God while you're broke, you're going to start advancing. When you start praising God while you're starting to have business, you're going to start advancing. When you start praising God because you got no purpose, you're too young, you're going to start advancing. When you start praising God because you think you're too old, the Lord's going to show you, I got purpose for you. You're going to start advancing.
Yeah.
He was praising the Lord before he even got to them gates. Was his authority, and his authority gave him the ability to prosper, to advance in movement. And I just feel a prophecy on somebody. Baby girl, brother, hallelujah, who has been waiting. Understand, when God gives you the blessing, he will expedite, he will advance everything that belongs to you. You won't enter that thing as a novice. No. You will enter that thing as an advanced professional. You hear what I'm saying? Because the Bible says that the man got up, not just walking, but he was leaping. That is advanced movement. Understand what I'm saying? The Lord has an advancement with your name on it. You just learn to praise him now. You may stand to your feet.
Yes, sir.
I don't want anybody to go anywhere after this prayer. I got instructions. I have important instructions. Do not leave when I'm done with this prayer. The candles will go off, but I don't want anybody in this church to leave. I don't know what you're going through, but the Lord is ready to advance your movement.
Yeah.
You're only stuck because you're not worshiping your authority. Grab your phones. This is the part that I asked my wife to remind me. She sure did. Thank you, baby. You gotta find your part that's in tune. Now, you wrote down what your disability was earlier when I asked you. Yes? Yes? Because my church is in order. Hallelujah. Now I want you to write down a set time that you would worship the Lord in spite of your disability. Because if you worship the Lord in that disability will no longer be a disability. It will be your greatest ability because now you're worshiping the authority. You hear what I'm saying, saints? And I want to hear from you. I want you to put a time. This is what I'm saying. Put a time next to that disability that you and the Lord are going to spend 15 minutes per day. Please don't let me have to go around and ask, repeat myself. 15 minutes. If you want to go more, guess what? Do more. 15 minutes. That's every boy, every girl, every young person, every older person. 15 minutes, because this is going to be a prosperous church. Do you know why we're going to move so fast? Do you know why we're going to move so fast? Because we're going to worship our authority, which is Jesus Christ. Amen? And then we're going to pass it on. When we see somebody else in need, what are we going to do? We're going to pass the authority over to them, and they may receive power. To do what, family? Move. I want to pray. Put that time down and commit to that time, family. This will be a church of advancements. Get ready. I already got the blueprint ready. The elders are waiting on me. I'm the one to blame. We're ready. But we got to build what we got.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, thank you for this word we just received. That there's nobody in the house that has a disability. No more. But we will celebrate what you are doing, what you've already done, and what you're about to do. Yes. We will celebrate it right now, Father.
Hallelujah.
So that we're not novice when we go before those gates, before we go enter into those gates. So, Father, I thank you for blessing us today to receive your precious word. That now, for it, our marriages are better.
Yes.
Being single, our focus is better.
Yeah.
Our business owners, our focus is better. Being employees and what you can see or perceive as that deadbeat job, our focus is better. Lord, I thank you for the age that I am because you have purpose for me at this age. And Father, I just thank you for what you're doing, what you've already done, and what you're about to do. So Lord, we celebrate your name, Jesus, right now in the company of our brethren, and we give you praise and honor. Thank you.